Looking over last week's cattle markets and what was the market movers. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news update. A lot of focus is still on what's going on with the cattle markets, one day up, one day down. John Dick is with Swenson Investments and Commodities based out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah, so volatile trade to say the least. Brooke Rollins came out and essentially said we're closing the U.S.-Mexican border for those Mexican feeder cattle. They found a case of the New World screwworm in southeast Mexico and used that to shut down the border. Wouldn't doubt there's some long liquidation, too. You know, the funds have had, historically long fats and then very historically long feeders. Maybe using this opportunity to get out some cattle longs and take some profit. Feeders, $5.50 range. Just a volatile market all the way around.
One thing for sure that we've been seeing is the cash and the futures have been working kind of tandem side by side.
Yeah, I think the cash this week will look at the futures and kind of go from there. There's been a lot of times where I think the futures have looked at the cash. You know, it's kind of a slower market. It develops, and obviously it's what matters at the end of the day. But obviously if futures can't hold it on, I think the cash could follow late in the week if Packers can use that to their advantage.
And as we look over the hog market?
Yeah, hogs have kind of last, call it 10 trading days have kind of taken it off a bit. We're still over $100 in the front, front August contract, I guess, if you're going off August. Seen a lot of spreading too, even into that October, catching some premium or catching up to the summer months there. But, I think it's just, risk off attitude and, profit taking for these fund managers as they're, very long that market as well.
We continue to watch those markets. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.